Hey, welcome to the new CNADHD podcast. I'm your host, Liz Lewis, and I don't want to produce another boring podcast.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you go in iTunes, there are like 100 podcasts now about ADHD. Seriously, do it. Look, you'll be shocked. And I don't want to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. The CNADHD podcast is your place to get the best information and hear from the best experts in the field of ADHD. I take all this information and I make it understandable, actionable, and hopefully a little fun. It does not suck.
Welcome back to CNADHD. I am your host, Liz Lewis, and I took a little hiatus last week, mostly because I go back and forth between my podcast here and my written content. But I wanted to do something really, really practical going into the conference, which is in Philadelphia. Yes, I keep harping on this, November 7th through 9th. And Jessica McCabe from How to ADHD and I put our heads together. We have planned some really fun pop-ups. On Friday of the conference, we're going to be talking with Danny Donovan. Danny Donovan, the illustrator. Seriously, she's going to show up and she's going to teach us how to doodle. And then after Danny, Jessica is going to talk about bullet journaling, how to do it, what really works, and how it has helped her to organize her life and her time, and she's going to show you how. After that, I am going to be talking all about meal planning. With that said, I decided that I should go back and actually talk about meal planning right now on the podcast, because this is something I have been doing for years. Funny enough, I forgot that about probably 3 years ago, I actually had a meal planning service, and it was mostly women with ADHD or moms that were super busy, but I got really good at sitting with people maybe once or twice or three times and helping them to come up with realistic ways of feeding their family. So going into the conference, I thought it was important that I circle back and talk about this again, and this way you know what to expect when you come, at least what to expect from my pop-up. Okay, so I'm going to start right now. I like to jump into it. You know, I don't like my podcasts to be super long unless I've got a really juicy expert. All right, first thing first, meal planning. I think when I say meal planning, people go a little crazy in their head, especially really busy moms and women with ADHD, because to us, it's just this big sort of concept, meal planning. And we picture meal like a three-course meal and everything has to be healthy, right? Or we at least, you know, we would like it to be, especially if you're feeding other people. And we also don't want to be perceived as, you know, lazy, whatever. This is the thing. Meal planning doesn't have to be difficult. As with many things ADHD, we blow it up in our minds. So the first thing I like to share with people is that everyone needs to stock their kitchen. And I used to say stock a pantry, but that makes people confused because not everybody has a pantry. When I lived in a condo one time, I used one of my cupboards as a pantry. Like that's where I kept my dry goods. When I say stock your kitchen, what I mean is the food that you must have on hand all the time, your favorite foods, your family's favorite foods, the stuff that if you were snowed into your house for a week, you know, that you could keep yourself alive because you know you like it and you know it will be eaten. All right. Let's start talking about stocking your kitchen. Some people get a little crazy when I say this too, because they're like, oh, I can't plan ahead. Well, you don't have to plan ahead. What you have to do is look at the history here. What do you eat? What are your favorite foods, your absolute favorite foods? What are your roommates or your partner's favorite foods? What about your children? That's the simplest way to make a basic stocking the kitchen list. If you can't do that, then I would say maybe go for specific meals. What do you eat for breakfast? What are your favorite breakfast foods? What are your favorite snack foods? What are your favorite lunch foods? This is what I do in my house when I keep my kitchen and pantry stocked. My husband loves yellow box Cheerios. My son eats oatmeal. What else does my son eat? Oh, those frozen Kodiak cake waffles, that kind of stuff. If I'm going by meals, that's what I would buy. I would make sure I always had waffles, yellow box Cheerios, and oatmeal on hand. All right, another way to do this, to stock your kitchen, is to go by person. If you live alone, this is actually pretty simple. All you have to do is make a list of your favorite stuff. When you get up in the morning, if you're anything like me, you have to have coffee first. But when you get up in the morning, what do you actually want to eat? What do you actually like to have for lunch? Hopefully you don't eat lunch out every day because that can get pricey. But if you were going to attempt to make lunches for yourself, what would you like? What are you hungry for in the middle of the day? I eat salad. Every day I eat salad. So it's easy for me. Buy a big shell box thing of salad. If you are a person who doesn't eat your dinner until 7 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock at night like me, what do you like to eat? Do you like your protein at night? Do you like meat? This is what I'm talking about. Sit down and figure out what you need to stock your kitchen. Doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't even have to be healthy. Nobody has to see the list except you. Write it down. Take some time to do that. All right, the second part of meal planning that I try to stress to people, you do not have to cook every day. A lot of us, especially if we have a family, we tend to feel this strange pressure. And I think we put it on ourselves, but we feel like we must feed everybody and make them happy every day. And we picture ourselves cooking a full meal at dinner after a long day of work and maybe school. We picture us, you know, having to chop and cut and cook and warm. Like, we picture all this stuff happening in the evenings. And I think it's kind of crazy. And I don't think it's necessary. You don't have to cook every day. If you do it right, I mean, you only really have to cook two or three times a week. And I have done this with people that have up to five children. Okay? You don't need to cook every day unless you love cooking. If you love cooking, then have at it. But that's the first rule. Don't try this cooking every day. Pick a few meals. I like Pinterest because there's a lot of pictures and stuff, and you can see the ingredients before you even go to the website to look at the recipe. I like Pinterest. Some people like to keep an old binder, like a three-ring binder, full of recipes, simple family recipes. I have a three-ring binder, actually. It has a lot of my mother-in-law's recipes in it. And I still pull out those those little pocket folder pages. I still pull those out from time to time. But guess what? I only pick three of them a week. I pick three. So you can pick two or three meals. I don't care where you get the meals from. Make sure they have less than, say, 8 or 10 ingredients. Because again, if you pick a recipe that looks really fancy and it has like 25 ingredients, you're going to lose your mind. I'm just giving you the honest truth about this. Pick your recipes and then write down what's in those recipes. Check and see if you have some of it already in your house. Chances are you might. Okay. The other thing is, if you start really simple with, say, a protein, like, we're not vegan or anything in my house. So when I'm planning a meal, if I'm really low energy about it and I don't feel like even looking at recipes, I will do something like, I'll say, I'm going to make chicken on Sunday. Okay. I start with chicken. I can season it any which way I want. I could even just stick it in the oven if I really want to and bake it. And then all I got to do is fill in side dishes. If my husband wants some rice, I will have some brown rice. If nobody cares about the rice, the starch, I'll just have some side vegetables. And that is it. Seriously, start with protein. If you're a vegan, I apologize. I can't speak much to what a vegan would eat. Start with a protein. Build around that. Don't make it hard. You can have a protein, a vegetable, a starch, and water to drink. That's all you need. That is a full meal. See? Keep it simple. While on the subject of keeping it simple, I want to mention things like Dinnerly and e-meals are awesome. They have built-in grocery lists for you. So look into those meal planning services. They really are helpful and they are not expensive, I promise. And I'm not saying that as an affiliate. I'm not an affiliate, but I have used both of them. So look into that for sure. All right. The last thing I want to talk about, and people get a little crazy about this because there have been books written about this, meal prep. People think they have to spend all day Sunday prepping meals. In fact, I know somebody who actually, I'm trying to think of which meal planning service it was. They ordered one of those meal planning services and then they got themselves all stressed out trying to prep the meals that they ordered. I don't think you really need to do a lot of meal prep. If you have those fancy recipes with 20 ingredients, maybe then you would have to prep. But the average person, day to day, I don't think you need to spend all day Sunday or all day Monday or whatever chopping and cutting and separating and pre-cooking and what shredding meat, whatever. I don't think you have to do all of that. A lot of grocery stores sell pre-chopped veggies and everything anyway. If you love that idea, that's fine, but don't count on it happening every week. We all have ADHD around here. It's highly unlikely that you're going to do something every Sunday. Let's be straight about that. Okay, some tools of the trade. So when I say keep it simple, I mean really simple. Pressure cookers, crock pots. If you don't want to heat up your house, use the one of those toaster ovens. I have been known to cook whole salmon fillets in my little toaster oven. That's really all I use in my house. I use my regular oven, my toaster oven, and the Instant Pot and or crock pot. So, I have to mention this. When it comes to grocery shopping, that is another thing. I have actually spent hours talking to people about grocery shopping. You don't have to, say, walk into the store and just spend 2 hours and spend $300 and come out with almost nothing. You can have a list when you go in. And it's as simple as taking your list of kitchen staples, stocking your kitchen, that list of kitchen staples, plus that list of two or three meals that you would like to make, writing that down on a sheet of paper. I would do it on paper, especially the first couple times before you jump to an app. And then you go into the store and you're sort of directed. You know where you're going. Okay? I don't recommend just going grocery shopping. I don't recommend coupon clipping because if you're anything like me, you'll get too bogged down in the details. So you go to the grocery store with your list of kitchen staples, your list of meals you would like to make for the week. And then you buy those things. I personally stopped going to the grocery store probably about 3 or 4 months ago because I decided it was worth it for me to do grocery pickup. It costs $2.95 to place a grocery order and then to pick it up. They will gather all your stuff together for you. For me, this works kind of for a couple reasons. First, I don't want to spend 2 hours in the grocery store and $300. Second, I tend to get overwhelmed by the sights and the smells and buy things I don't need. It's easier for me to place the order, let them gather it, and stick to what I ordered. So I'm not sort of waffling about with that. Make sense? Not every place has grocery pickup. Some people do have delivery. I know Peapod does the delivery and maybe the pickup as well where I live. So I highly recommend these tools if you need them when you are meal planning. If you want to see a detailed explanation of my meal planning, check out my meal planning ebooks. They're available on my WooCommerce store. If you click under Shop Healthy ADHD, all of my very inexpensive ebooks are right there, including the meal planning ebooks. I think there are two of them. Okay, let me review. I'm going to talk about this at the conference. I'm going to do a 30-minute little presentation pop-up on this for a small group of people, but let's review. First, stock your kitchen. Get all the stuff you like, the very best. I don't care if it's healthy or not. Stock your kitchen with the stuff you love and your family loves. Just do it. Do it by person, what they like, or do it by meal, however you prefer. Number two, do not plan to cook every day. You will just be disappointed when it doesn't work. Okay? Meal planning services are awesome if you can follow it. They're not expensive either, so look into that. If you need to keep it really simple for yourself, plan two or three meals and start with a protein. That's it. Start with a protein and then add your sides. Whatever your family likes, add your sides. Number three, you can prep if you like that sort of thing, but don't count on it. And don't be afraid to make the grocery shopping easier on yourself, whether that means you do a pickup or a grocery delivery. Don't be afraid to do that. And make a list, for goodness sake. Make a list. I will be helping you with this at the conference. Any questions you have about meal planning, let me know. You can email them. I don't do the service anymore, but I love talking about meal planning because it's practical and we all need help with this. If you want to work more directly with me, hop on over and join the Enclave. I have live meetings 3 times a week. Even if you're camera shy, I actually post notes from our live meetings in the feed. So if you prefer a more anonymous sort of typing Facebook vibe, we do that as well. And that is also free for the first month. It's a good time. You should really come and join us. Don't forget to sign up for the conference in Philadelphia. It's going to be so much fun, especially for first timers. Come. Like I always say, we are stronger together.